Hey Judah.
Hey Nikki, how are you? Have your online. How's it going?
It's going good.
Question for you. Do you have the Ohio Medicaid site open?
No.
Could you open it?
You have to give me a minute because it takes me through all these. I gotta have something sent to my phone.
You need the client.
And just so we're not doing the same thing, Judah, you want me
Oh my
to
God,
be the
Rachel, where'd
sheep,
you come
correct?
from?
He said
I thought
I'm
I
here.
was over Judah.
My one, 1970. No, I'm on here.
Where's somebody trying to call me?
Rachel, I want you to, you could send it, you gave it to Nick, but I want you to put to fill out the form.
Okay, that's what I'm doing now. I just wanted to make sure you birth one.
Okay, I want to show you something else, Rachel. While Nick is doing that, do you know how, after you add it, okay,
mm-hmm.
the form, go to the Rhonda's house intake report spreadsheet that I sent you. Okay.
Okay. Yes.
And on the left, let's you click on any of the names. Let's say line one, right?
Mm-hmm.
You see there's a little, right next to number one, there's an option, like a safety pin, to add
yes.
an attachment.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to attach this referral form to the spreadsheet.
Okay. So just go out to a new spot, basically, and do it?
What do you mean? After you add the referral with the form, then go, then...
Oh, because it'll pop up on there.
Because once you enter it, you refresh the intake report, you'll be able to see it then.
That's so nice. I'd like
then,
to say that.
Yeah, then I want you to attach it and save it here, okay?
Okay.
Great.
Okay, dear, I got it up.
You got it, okay. I want you to check, please, this Medicaid, this referral from Luana Smith. I'm trying to see this,
Is it
person.
The Heather?
Yes, Heather.
Oh, yep, I was just working on that.
Okay, I want to check her up in this site because I don't think that her Medicaid ID is active.
No, I don't think it is either. That's why I said. So I was in the mix of doing that, actually. But I was still in the care source trying to see if she was in there, and I had called Luana, and then she had called me back. And I think that might have been her trying to call me again because she was going to call the client to see what kind of insurance she had.
Oh, see, I thought she knew.
She used to have United Healthcare.
Right.
So, yeah, so that right now, that was it. And you can't get everything to pull up without a social. Sometimes it'll let you, hold on a minute, sometimes it won't. Because when her and I tried to, when I was on the phone with her, it would not let me. And I don't have her social because I have to get the social from the client.
All right. Rachel also thought that it's usually, if it's over here, then they have the MyCare Ohio waiver, no?
Sorry?
Don't they usually have the MyCare Ohio waiver?
Most,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
19. So she's not going to be in the care source.
I don't know where she went to. She would have had to have went to one of them.
But I'm looking at seeing care source. Now I see this person, different last name, Heather Schneider.
Yep. See, it's not letting me pull her up because I don't have her social. You said you are able to pull her up in CareSource?
I have this person in CareSource with a Medicaid ID, but it says the member's name is Heather Schneider, and the date of birth.
Maybe she got married. I have not had the opportunity to talk to her yet to get any type of information. That's why we called them, too.
Here we go. It was a typo on her date of birth. Her date of birth is 1975. Judy, you're so smart.
Are you sure that that's her birthday?
I'm positive because now I see her. If you go back to the Medicaid site, I see Heather Lexo, date of birth 9/1/1975, Trumbull, female. Here we go, with the same Medicaid ID. Perfect.
So, Nikki, you may want to say something to Luana about that because that's not the birthday that she gave us. Right.
So it's basically become an error when you do talk to her.
Yeah, because you know what? Normally what I try to do is I call the client so I make sure I have accurate information. I have not gotten that far yet, but yeah.
Okay, so let's go to the Medicaid site together for a minute. Rachel, when you put in, if you can put in the 1975.
Okay.
So it says over here they have Ohio home care redesign waiver. You there?
Yeah, who you talking to, me or Rachel?
Nikki.
I am Nikki.
I know that. Yeah, I'm talking to you.
Okay, go ahead.
Let me know once you open up the Ohio Medicaid site and you have the put in the 1975. We'll look at it together.
Go ahead. I'll talk you through it. I can remember it.
I just don't look at it at the same time with you, but whatever. Okay, I'm just saying the benefits here, this is listed as the patient's act. They have the Ohio home care waiver.
Hold on, I'm catching up. And what date did you use?
I put in 9. Her birthday is September 1st.
The full date needed, like down below.
Oh, I did 3/9 to 3/10.
Oh, I see. Okay. Medicaid. Yeah, it looks like she just had Medicaid only. So she is not. Yeah, she has Medicaid only, it's looking like.
Yep, no Medicare.
Sorry to interrupt, Judah. On the form where it says assign, who am I assigning this to?
Assign them all to me for now.
Okay.
Okay, back to you, Nikki.
Yeah.
Exactly. Since it's only Medicaid, then it's going to be a CareStar case because the patient is under 60 years old and they have Medicaid, so it's perfect.
Yeah, so we'll just enter in her payer information will just be Medicaid.
It's not going to be Ohio home care waiver?
Well, yeah, but I'm not going to put, we don't put that in there. We just put in Medicaid.
Got it.
If she had CareSource or Anthem, I would add that. But we're in the billing part.
Got it.
They'll bill.
Makes sense. So when it says plain Medicaid, that means Ohio home care waiver. Love it.
Yeah.
Okay. Guys, we're rocking over here. If we get this case started on Thursday, Friday, this will be a 3 for the week.
Carla can't go till Thursday.
Why?
I believe Carla is off tomorrow. She works doing her caregiver tomorrow.
Let's see if she can go today.
All right, I'll ask her.
Abe said 24th. What did he say? 36 hours, right?
What's 36 hours?
When Abe came, when did he say all kids have to start? Within how long?
I don't know. I have to go back to my notes. Like 36 hours.
Yeah. Let's try to get it before 72 hours.
I know you said that.
Okay. Fine. But if she only goes on Thursday, then we're not going to be able to start till next week. Also, Nikki, I see in the notes in the CareStar portal, Luana replied back after Rachel said, "Yeah, we can accept at 3:13." Luana replied back, "I will send over the service plan once it's reviewed." What does that mean?
Once she does it and it's reviewed, she probably has to get it reviewed by her supervisor, and then she'll send it to us.
Amazing. Okay. Very good. Rachel, do me a favor, send me a Slack once it's in, okay?
I think Rachel, she hung up on accident because I heard her in there.
I don't like that. Huh. Hanging up on us.
No, I don't think she meant it because I heard her say, "Oh, shoot."
I know. I'm joking. All right, Nikki, you saw my Slack?
I'm sorry, my what?
You saw my Slack message?
No, not really, huh? I've been trying to work here. I had to download that because I thought it was spam. So I never even opened it. I seen it, but I didn't open it. And then when I found out it wasn't, so I hurried up and went in there and I downloaded it.
Awesome. Good stuff. Okay, Moishi's going to help you get that set up, all right?
Okay.
Let me know. Please send me a Slack message once we know when Pearl is going, okay? I really wanted to go today. Thanks so much, Nick. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, bye-bye.